For the first time in decades, a report on cancer rates and deaths indicates that the rate of new lung cancer cases among women is down. Rates of several other cancers also showed improvement. But the risk of developing any form of cancer during a lifetime remains high, and the rates for some minorities are among the highest of all. Elizabeth Ward is a researcher at the American Cancer Society and one of the authors of the annual report, and she's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's causing the number of new cases of cancer among women to start going down?
Well, the primary cause of lung cancer is cigarette smoking. In fact, cigarette smoking causes approximately 87% of all lung cancers. So what we're essentially seeing now is a peak in the epidemic of lung cancer among women resulting from the peak in smoking among women that occurred in the 50s and 60s. And what's particularly interesting about this pattern is that men in the U.S., their smoking peaked about 15 to 20 years earlier than smoking in women. And in fact, we began to see a decline in lung cancer incidence rate among men in the 1980s, and their lung cancer mortality has been declining since the 1990s. So what we're seeing is really the first signs of a decline in the epidemic of lung cancer among women resulting from their peak in smoking 30 to 40 years ago, very similar to the pattern that we've already seen among men.
And because there's this delay between the time when you started smoking and when you might get cancer, I suppose that's why the number of cancer-related deaths among women has still been going up recently, even though the number of new cases has begun to go down.
Right, and essentially the death rates are stable. They're not statistically going up anymore. They're statistically flat. And basically the same thing happened in men. You began to see the decline in incidence a little bit before you see the decline in mortality. There's a technical reason for that as well, which is that we measure long-term trends in incidence through the SEER registries that are maintained by NCI, which don't cover the entire population, and smoking declined a little bit earlier in those geographical areas compared to the country as a whole.
NCI, that's the National Cancer Institute?
Yes.
Now, what types of cancer are still increasing at this time?
One form of cancer that's increasing is kidney cancer. And kidney cancer, we're not quite sure of the reason why it's increasing, but it may be due to better diagnostic techniques, which is just moving up the time of diagnosis. Another cancer where the incidence is going up is still breast cancer, although it's not increasing as fast as it was in the past.
Does your report this year indicate anything different between blacks and whites when it comes to the number of cases, the number of death rates?
Yes. As it has in previous years, we are still finding that the death rate among blacks is substantially higher than among whites. And one of the special features of the report this year is to look specifically at cancer survival rates among members of racial and ethnic minority groups. And with very few exceptions, people diagnosed with cancer who are members of minority groups have a lower probability of survival and a higher risk of death after diagnosis.
We've been talking to Elizabeth Ward, who's a researcher at the American Cancer Society and one of the authors of the annual report to the nation on the status of cancer. Thanks very much.
Thank you.